Gender Politics, Climate Change Dominate at American Music Awards. By Hannah Blow on November 25, 2019. Political and cultural topics, from gender politics to climate change, dominated the 2019 American Music Awards performances on Sunday. Activist artists did more than promote their political agendas in grandiose speeches. As is usually custom, during Sunday night's AMAs at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles, as Newsbusters notes, many opted to advance their causes in more subtle ways, through set design, costumes, and lyrics. Kesha performed Raising Hell alongside reality TV star Big Frida, a gay man who is gender nonconforming. The TikTok singer opened the performance by telling the audience, "Welcome to our Sunday service," a direct reference to Kanye West's gospel-filled church services, which have resulted in thousands of people accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. A rainbow church set served as a backdrop for the performance. Pop star Camila Cabello, who won Collaboration of the Year for Señorita with singer Shawn Mendes, performed her song Living Proof, which featured male dancers wearing lace dresses. Taylor Swift, who highlighted her newfound devotion to social justice in her latest album Lover and won 6 awards including Artist of the Decade, opened her performance with the song The Man, which laments gender double standards. "I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. 'Cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man." Pop sensation Billie Eilish, the recipient of the New Artist of the Year award, performed All the Good Girls Go to Hell and wore a black shirt that featured the words "No Music on a Dead Planet" in red sequins and featured flames emblazoned beneath, a reference to global warming. It is hardly the first time the 17-year-old pop star has spoken out about the climate change crisis. "Our earth is warming up and our oceans are rising," Eilish said in a video in September. "Extreme weather is wrecking millions of lives.